By now, you already have heard that Facebook is making some big changes to the algorithm. While a lot of businesses and marketers are freaking out, I am moving forward with strategies that I already had in place. In fact, I'm excited about these changes. It finally means all those things that I've been teaching for the past 10 years are still true today. Well, if you are stressed out and not really sure what to do on your Facebook business page and you need some actionable tips on getting more engagement, this is the episode for you. My name is Kelly Noble Mirabella. This is Business as Unusual, and today I'm sharing with you 5 actionable tips for getting more engagement on Facebook pages, because if you haven't heard yet, engagement and community is the name of the game over on Facebook right now. Today's episode is brought to you by Dirt Cheap Printing. I recently did a rush order for some invitations for Dirt Cheap Printing, and all I can say is wowzer. Not only were their prices stellar, in fact, cheaper than some other really popular, supposedly cheaper printing spots, but I have never experienced customer service like that from an online discount print company. The logo I used was slightly pixelated, so they emailed me, and all I had to do was send them a new logo, and they took care of the rest. I didn't have to go edit my design or anything. They just took care of it, and they did it ASAP. Plus, they sent it out ASAP because I needed those invitations right away. So the invitations were for my client, and my client was thrilled with the results. Not only does Print Dirt Cheap have great pricing and fast turnaround, but the customer service is awesome. If you have printing needs, you won't be disappointed. Learn more at www.printdirtcheap.com. Okay, we have a ton to talk about today, so let's dive into the show. So the very first tip that I'm going to give you is you need to do video, native video. There are basically 2 formulas for video on Facebook right now, and we are not including live video because we're going to talk about that in a minute. The first is very short form video that, you know, you would ask a question and perhaps lead to other content pieces. I'll give you an example. I have a client that did a 15-minute Facebook Live talking about how to deal with the flu when you're pregnant or breastfeeding. She's a midwife. Then we did a very short 26-second recorded video that we posted about an hour later. In that recorded video, she stated that today on their live, they talked about, you know, XYZ, and then asked, I want to hear from you. What is your favorite way to build your immune system? Let us know in the comments below. Now, this short video ended up getting over 500 views, reached over 1,000 people, and currently has 43 comments. And that only took a couple days. If you'd like to check out the stats from this specific video, I did post them in the show notes, which I'll put in the description at the end of today's show. Now, this was about 2 days of getting those stats, so pretty amazing. Short videos are a fantastic tool for getting engagement when done correctly. Now, the second kind of video is more episodic. These type of videos can be longer, like 2 minutes to up to maybe 10 minutes, and keep people wanting more. If you want examples of this, go check out the Facebook Watch area and see what other people and brands are doing. The idea is to leave people wanting more at the end. That can be with a coming up on the next episode show note at the end that you just mentioned. It can also be a cliffhanger at the end. A brand that does a really, really good job at episodic videos with cliffhangers is Social Media Examiner's The Journey series. Again, check out the show notes. I'm embedding their first episode over there. If you are in the social media field, you may just become obsessed with this short video series that comes out every Friday morning. They're very good at leaving cliffhangers at the end and making you want to come back for more every Friday. But they also have value-driven content that is both entertaining and also educational and insightful. I think they call that edumatainment? I'm not really sure, but it's very effective. Another episodic video series I personally love on Facebook is called Homemade versus the Internet. I'm into cooking, what can I say? Not only is the video editing excellent and really fun, the hosts are awesome together and highly entertaining. Plus, they get viewers involved in helping them pick the upcoming challenges. So here is a video fun fact. Facebook users watch 100 million hours of video every day. More than 65% of those video views happen on a mobile device, by the way. There's a little fun fact for you. Okay, on to tip number two. Now, you know that I'm not going to get on here and talk about ways to get more reach and engagement on Facebook and not mention this one, live video. Live video on Facebook is still one of the best things that pages can do to get more actions on their page. Engagement rates on Facebook live videos are much, much higher than any other post type. Not sure if live video is worth your time? Would you rather post cat memes? Well, according to the platform Livestream, live video is more appealing to brands' audiences. 80% of their audiences would rather watch live video from a brand than read a blog, and 82% prefer live video from brands to social posts. Plus, they added, and I have to agree, that compelling content is the primary motivator for live online viewing. Here's another fun fact. By 2019, online video will be responsible for 4/5 of global internet traffic. Kind of mind-blowing, am I right? So if you need more tips for starting with live video and getting more comfortable on camera, I have a full list of resources that you can click into on the show notes today. All right, let's start talking about number three, value-driven content. Content that you create not only on Facebook, but across all social platforms should be valuable to your audience. You need to first understand your audience. Second, understand the sales cycle and funnel, and know that you need content to meet all parts of that funnel, not just the pitching part. Content, especially video content, should do one or more of the following things: inform, educate, entertain, or evoke some kind of emotion. If all you are doing is pushing out promotions or not bringing your audience what they really want or need, you are bound to fail. Value-driven means you think with the mindset of, how can I help you? And you mean it. It means focusing on know, like, trust, and skipping the spammy shortcuts. You want to know why most people don't do this? It's because it's harder. I'm not going to lie. It just is. It takes more time, and most businesses are looking for an easy win. But easy won't cut it anymore. Gaming the system no longer works, you guys. And in the end, the people who invest their audience and brings value will come up on top. It takes more patience, but the reward is a hell of a lot better when you practice value-driven. Now, that leads me to the next item on the list. Stop with the me all the time. You know the quote by Theodore Roosevelt, quote, "People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care," end quote. Yeah, that is legit the way you need to look at your content going forward. If all you do is promote and spam and have the what's in it for me and my business mentality, people will see right through that and move on. Think about it. When was the last time you enjoyed being sold to? Most people hate being sold to, but they love to buy things. Just ask my mail lady. She is always delivering packages from Amazon and other online retailers that I like to shop. People love to buy. But what about those times when you ask innocent enough questions on Facebook and all of a sudden, all the people you never talk to and hardly know start trying to sell you some kind of product that's going to cure what ails you? It kind of feels sketchy, doesn't it? I bet you don't really want to buy from those people, am I right? But what if a trusted friend or even a connection reached out to you with a product they have that might help you with your query? What if it was someone you trusted, someone you knew had a lot of experience in that topic, someone you see in your newsfeed all the time, and they are not coming off as pitchy when they are in the newsfeed? I bet you'd be more likely to buy from that person, right? I know I have felt this way in recent past. The key is to be top of mind. Build trust, wait for the opportunities to come when you have earned the right to sell. I'm not saying you can't ask for the sale in your content, but you need to earn that shit. Okay. I know at this point, you're probably thinking, the last two items on that list were more theory and mindset. You need actionable things you can do to get more engagement. So that is where engagement cycles come in. The premise is simple. After you do a video, a live video, or you post some kind of content that is getting some engagement, even if it's just one comment, go back to all the comments and respond. Ask questions. Get them coming back to continue the conversation. Be human, be friendly, be helpful. My favorite content to do this on is, you guessed it, live video. Once I'm done with my Facebook Lives, I always go back and respond to every person that commented. Even if they commented multiple times, I will comment back on all those times. I will post GIFs, thank people for stopping by, respond to questions, even if I already answered them in my video, link to further resources where appropriate, and ask questions to have people coming back. And they do come back. Engagement cycles are one of the best ways to get people to dialogue with you. It also encourages even more new people to comment, and it shows Facebook that your content is worth pushing out into the newsfeed. Bonus tip, once you're getting good engagement on a post, that is the time to run a boosted ad or engagement ad on that content. Ads with existing engagement outperforms ads without. The social proof from existing engagement will help encourage more people to participate in the discussion. If you'd like to get the notes for today's show, go ahead and go to stellar247.media/newFB. I will also put it in the description. All right, so there it is. 5 things you can do right now to work on building up the engagement on your Facebook business page. Changes won't happen overnight, but with the right strategy and some tenacity, you will see 2018 being your best year on Facebook yet. Let me know if you have any questions. If you are reading the show notes, you can comment right on my blog. If you are listening on Anchor, feel free to call in or comment, or you can reach out to me on any of the main social networks via my username, Stellar247. That's STELLAR and the numbers 247. If you are listening and you enjoy my podcast, please consider taking a moment and giving me a 5-star review on iTunes. Those things are hella hard to get, and it would really help me out. Not to mention, it would really make my day. And by the way, my birthday is this Saturday, so consider it a birthday present. As always, I want to thank you for tuning in, and have a stellar day.